Hungary offers free IVF procedures with goal of 2.1 birth rate by 2030. By Chris Tomlinson on January 12, 2020. Starting this year, the Hungarian government is set to offer free in vitro fertilization IVF procedures for couples wanting children in order to boost the national birth rate to 2.1 children by 2030. The Hungarian government has taken control of 6 private fertility clinics and plans to purchase new buildings in order to meet demands of the estimated 150,000 couples across the country who have fertility issues but want to have children, Lockroy reports. Previously, IVF procedures were largely out of reach for many Hungarian couples due to the costs associated with the procedure. But now the pro-family government of Prime Minister Viktor Orbán is planning to give all couples free access. Secretary of State for the Family Katalin Novák commented on the new measure saying, "If all couples who want a child manage to have a baby, Hungary will no longer have demographic problems." Hungary currently faces a demographic winter if trends are not reversed, with the population expected to decline from the current 9.7 million to 6 million by the year 2070. Other nations have largely relied on mass migration to counter demographic trends and aging populations, but the Orbán government has instead adopted arguably the most pro-family policies in the world in order to avoid turning to migration to reverse population decline. Among the policies adopted by the government last year has been a €30,000 loan to couples, which is completely forgiven if they have 3 children. Hungary has also introduced tax breaks for families, as well as extending daycare options or an allowance for elderly relatives who care for children. Another program will also see women with 4 or more children becoming exempt from income taxes for the rest of their lives. "In our minds, immigration means surrender," Prime Minister Orbán said last year, and added, "If we resign ourselves to the fact that we are unable to sustain ourselves even biologically, by doing so we admit that we are not important even for ourselves." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.